Oh my goodness, we are back like a crack addict. Hold on, I said it wrong. Fuck, yeah. I don't even know my own slogan. We are back at it like a crack addict. There we go.
There we go.
It's your boy, SoFly Manilo. It's your other boy, Pure Dragon Oliver Sawyer. And we about to talk about some craps. Did you change your
Yeah, because I got glasses on today. So I had to acknowledge that, you know.
That boy blind.
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit.
But sorry for the week off. We tried to stay consistent, but you know, boy had to get surgery on his bum ass shoulder.
Yeah.
And I couldn't do shit because I was drugged up, my arm was numb. But we're back.
He always talks about being back at it like a crack addict, and now he is actually a crack addict.
No, I'm not actually a crack addict, just an oxy addict. But we are gonna stay consistent. Like we said, we just got derailed a little bit, and that's okay.
Hey,
we
still
got 1,000 episodes. It's okay.
There we go. We just missed a week, you know?
We just missed a week.
So
it's fine.
It's fine. And, you know, sometimes, it's like when you go to the gym, and, you know, sometimes you miss a day. Sometimes you feel real bad about it. What are you going to do? You can't just miss another day.
Crap.
You know, you just got to get back on that horse.
And you can't get that day back, so just don't even worry about it.
All right.
Can't go back in time.
We should just title this episode as if there was an episode last week. Like, this should be episode 8, as if there was an episode 7, and then everyone would be like, where's episode 7? It doesn't exist.
Were we supposed to be on episode 7?
This is currently episode 7, but it's supposed to be episode 8.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we are on episode 7 of the Bump and Feed Boy podcast. Welcome. Follow us on IG, Twitter, at SoFlyManilo, at The Oliver Sawyer, if I'm not mistaken.
Absolutely.
We're on all platforms. Apple Music, Spotify, and YouTube. Anything
Absolutely.
Else?
Absolutely. And yeah, I felt like I had one more thing to say. Check out the Good Guy, Bad Pants.
Yes, very fun episode that we just had.
Yeah, we recorded it last night, but it's coming out after this episode.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a little time travel involved, but... You know, sometimes time travel is fun. Actually, an idea just popped into my head, and I think somebody should pursue it. Why has there never been, like time travel in wrestling?
Like, in the canon of wrestling?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, bro,
I'm trying to think, has anybody done that?
I mean, the vaudevillains were, like, supposed to be from the past, but I'm talking, like, literally, like, somebody should come and, like, tell Cody Rhodes the week before Mania that he's going to finish his story. But then it's like, the transmission gets lost, and it's like, but next year, you know?
That would be crazy. That would be insane.
Yeah,
that's a great idea. If you become a head writer one day, you need to do that.
Actually, can we hit up Patrick Scott?
Hell yeah! Tell him about that idea. It might be terrible, but
that's why we give it to him, so it's not on us. But you know,
I think you're cooking a little bit. Sounds like some Codyverse shit right there. Mm-hmm. I like it.
Yeah, no, it'd be lit. And then you can have like the elders of the bloodline come down and just whoop up on Roman Reigns, like in Black Panther when he goes like see all the dead Black Panthers.
Oh my God, you thought about this shit?
Have no, I literally it just came to me.
In universe mode?
No, it just came to me, bro.
Oh my. Well, you were.
Who else could use some time travel?
Because when I thought you were going with a time travel gimmick or like a Back to the Future shit, but Kushida does that.
Yeah, but he doesn't really like. He just dresses like him.
Yeah,
but
he doesn't do any. English.
We lost you there. I don't know what you said.
Oh, we lost me. Am I back?
You're good now. You're good.
Okay. I was saying Kushida, but I guess we wouldn't know. I don't think he did in New Japan, but he doesn't cut promos in English, so.
Shit. Yeah, like that's he like dresses up like homeboy, but I don't think I don't think he actually travels through time.
Well, we need to
also,
see that.
Where does Kushida work right now?
Everywhere.
Does he wrestle?
He wrestles for TNA, but I think he like just bounces around because I know he does LA Dojo stuff.
Yeah, shout out Grant Watts.
Shout out Grant Watts. And I feel like he works for New Japan on and off. But
yeah.
I seen him in TNA pay-per-view.
Yeah, that is true, because him and Kevin Knight are in TNA.
He's tagging with Alex Shelley and Saban right now. Yeah. The only reason I know that is because I watched so much wrestling in the past, however many days. I watched.
Yeah. Why don't we get into that? What have you been watching?
Bro, I have caught up on New Japan 2020. I didn't think I was going to catch up this year. I've been out of the loop since, you know, all the AEW guys have came over. Yeah. I'll be watching here and there.
But so you're not a real fan?
I'm trying to be. I wish they had an app to make it easier.
They do now.
Do they?
Yeah.
It's because it's annoying. Every time I go on Safari, I have to re-put in the password. And it's just a hassle.
I was going to say you should tell them the password, but
I don't give away the password. No. We're not going to talk about that password. Stupid-ass password.
I don't see the issue. But, I was going to say something. No, yeah, bro, you weren't there in the trenches, bro. During COVID, when they were literally, like, it was Takahashi wrestling Suzuki in front of zero people. But it was, like, the only wrestling, like, it was the only Japanese wrestling out. Bro, I was like, I got to watch everything. And some of it was
people, people talk about how Japanese crowds are so quiet when they're really not. They just take a little bit more to get into it.
Yeah.
And I was watching 2021, I think it was either the New Japan Cup. I think it was Shingo versus Will Ospreay. And that's when they weren't allowed to cheer. Mm-hmm. And that shit's rough to watch, too.
Yeah. Will's talked about that a lot. How he really hated wrestling in front of crowds like that.
But that match was good as fuck.
Dude, have you seen the so they wrestled in the finals that year of the New Japan Cup, and then Will won the world title from Kota Ibushi, and then they wrestled again, and that's when Will got hurt real bad, I think.
So what year was that?
That was 2021.
Okay.
But they had him and Shingo had a real good match.
They do is have good matches with each other.
Yeah, but that one, it was for the world title, and it was, I think it was at like Sakura Genesis that year. You need to watch that
one. Okay.
Because it was like the New Japan Cup final was like, that was really good, and then it just boom, elevated.
Shit. Okay. Because I like their Best of the Super Juniors one. Mm-hmm. That one's crazy.
You know what's crazy? Everyone talks about that match, and I watched that match live, but I was literally sitting in my first period class in high school while that match was airing, and I think I was taking... I was in, like, the school newspaper class, mm-hmm. so we had finals that day, but our final in that class was just, like, making up, like, a portfolio, so it was kind of chill. Yeah. So I was watching that match live, but I don't remember a single thing about it because I was doing work.
You should rewatch it. It's incredible.
Yeah, I remember listening to Will's promo after he won, when he was like, I'm moving to Japan and I can speak Japanese now! And I was like, yeah! But I don't also remember that.
So, I know you went to, when we did the review on the NXT, you said you wanted to watch Shibata versus Okada?
Mm-hmm. Did you watch it?
Was that from Sakura Genesis, or was there another one?
No, yeah, that one. They've only wrestled one time, I think.
Really? Mm-hmm. I must have just wasn't paying attention. I missed the fucking bitch maker part of that match. And that's my favorite part, and I missed it. I don't know what happened. I watched the whole match, though.
So you must have been off that oxy.
Probably, yeah. But I've been enjoying watching it. Like, even their stuff now, since it's not even as stacked of a roster, I still enjoy it.
Yeah, I just love the presentation of all, like, Japanese wrestling. Even, like, New Japan especially. But, like, Pro Wrestling Noah, All Japan, all that stuff's really fun to watch.
Yeah. Have you been watching the Cup? No,
there's like no like.
You're wrong about that. I've seen a match yesterday. It was Shingo versus Gabe Kidd.
I do want to watch that.
That was pretty good. Yeah. All of Shingo's matches have been good so far. He wrestled Yuya Umanero. Is that how you say it?
No, Yuya no? Uamura or Yuyamura.
Oh, I've been saying it so wrong.
Yeah,
but
maybe butchered it even worse, and everyone's gonna roast me.
You know, honestly, I wonder how many people actually care about this New Japan shit. I care a lot, though.
Dude, New Japan is so fun, even when it's not great. Mm-hmm. Other than the House of Torture stuff, which we can talk
Bro,
about.
No. House of Torture is not that bad. They have flipped my opinion. At first, I was like, this shit's kind of lame. But now, I think I'm going to let them cook a little bit.
Bro, And I think
they got like, Ren Narita. Really,
I think people that really watch New Japan, they like kind of go back and forth because it goes from like, wait, this is actually kind of funny, to bro, can we please stop doing this just one time? Because it's literally every match that one of them is involved in, and it just keeps getting bigger. Like they have like 10 members,
bro. They have so many members,
bro. That's ultimate punishment for Jack Perry,
bro. I can't believe he has to go through that. But it's, yeah, if he make it fun, if he enjoys himself, he can enjoy himself easily. I didn't realize how, bro, they wrestle literally every day. Not every day of the week, but damn near like 4 days out the week.
Yeah, because most of the time they're doing tags.
Yeah, multi-mans. It's like three singles matches a night, if they're lucky.
Yeah.
Shit seems fun. I can't catch a live one, though. I'm not that crazy. Shit's at like 5 in the morning.
And the thing that sucks about trying to catch live New Japan is that if you can stay up long enough to make it to the start of the show, the first like 5 matches you don't care about.
Yeah, you're not making it to the end.
Yeah, bro. And so it's like you gotta, you either try to stay up and then you fail and you fall asleep in the first match, or you try to like set an alarm and nah, bro, it don't work. It does not work.
But I've been trying to just like, I wish somebody had like a big recap of like everything, because I don't know all the factions. I don't know like who's the top dog. The only reason I know most of them now is because St. Julius, Chris, he watches New Japan a lot and he told me about.
Oh,
like,
does he?
Yeah, he told me about Just Five Guys and shit. I didn't even know that was a faction.
Yeah, it's not a faction though.
Yeah, it's still part of fucking LIJ.
Nope.
But
no, I think he won the world title. Well, it might have been right before he won the world title, but last year when he was kind of going off on a good run, he left LIJ, I think, and started Just Five Guys, which I think someone left, but then they added Yuya, and so now it's still Just Five Guys.
Okay. Yeah.
But well, no, yeah, New Japan is so, you know, we don't have to talk about New Japan forever, but listeners, I'm if you like myself. New Japan, if you want us to talk about New Japan, there's so much to talk about.
So much.
Bro, do you know how New Japan started?
I'm not aware. No.
You know, again, this story might be not factually correct, but I heard it, so I'm going to repeat it. Apparently, Antonio Inoki was supposed to wrestle for the NWA world title in Japan, and him and the referee were going to pull a screw job and put the title on him.
What?
Yeah. And so, but it got found out, and so I don't think the match happened or something. It didn't happen. But then basically, like, I think Inoki kind of got blackballed or something from whatever, you know, whatever
probably was all happening. Japan or something.
Yeah, something. I don't know. But then he was like, all right, I'll just start my own thing.
Holy
and
shit.
So he wrestled, I think he wrestled like Carl Gotch on the first show.
And, that's pretty awesome. I'm not going to lie. That's a
bro. And then he main evented like every show for like 10 years because
bro
he was the
over
only draw.
He was didn't he become like the president or some shit?
Yeah, he started it, so it was his company.
No, I'm talking about the president of Japan, or not. He was a big fan.
Maybe I don't know about all that.
I don't know if he was president, but he was like governor or mayor or some shit.
I mean, it was a big deal when he died. Like it was a big thing in Japan. But no, that it was literally what's up?
Inoki is he's fucking crazy.
Have you seen the match where it was the big dude that like kicked him too hard? Or like, yeah, and he just started.
Beat the shit out of him.
Bro, yeah. But, no, yeah, it was very similar to when Misawa left All Japan and started Noah. And then they could not make new stars, so Misawa had to main event every show literally until he died in the ring.
Damn.
Like, it was, yeah, it's rough. Like, literally, Misawa, I think, was the first champion, or he was an early champion, and then eventually they put the title on Kobashi, but Kobashi was old at that point, too.
Mm-hmm.
But Kobashi had the title for like a year and a half, and they just finally put it on somebody. But it just they just never had a guy
to make it like far.
Yeah.
Damn.
Until literally like Go Shiozaki, who's like still well, oh, you know they had
Marufuji and shit.
But I think they kept him in Kenta in the junior division for too long.
Yeah.
And so, but yeah, I love Japanese wrestling. It's
bro,
so
I could talk about this shit all day, honestly.
Yo, listeners. If you want us to talk about Japanese wrestling, let us know.
We could do this shit. We could bring up old Inoki stories, look shit up.
Bro, yeah, bro.
Enamored.
It's out there.
Yeah. I also like Deathmatch, Onita shit. I forgot what it's called. You don't like, bro. So you never seen Onita versus Terry Funk? It's like a exploding barbed wire death match.
Yeah, that stuff's crazy, bro.
I love that shit. I wouldn't do it personally, but I love watching that shit.
Yeah. No, I like it to a certain extent. I went to a GCW, one of their like death match tournaments mm-hmm. a few years ago. And I was like, all right, it is pretty lit. But it's like, I can only take so much.
Yeah, I can't do it every match. But if it's like the main event, I fuck with it. Yeah.
But, do we have a prediction of who's going to win the New Japan Cup?
You know, my favorite wrestler right now, Shingo, better win that damn cup. Has he won before?
No. That would make sense, though, because Naito's the champion, winner.
Mm-hmm.
Naito. Shingo, I believe, is still in LIJ.
Yes, he's still in LIJ.
That'd be good.
And I'm not the biggest Sonata fan, so I hope Shingo wins. So I don't know a lot of people either. So I've been skipping Goto matches when I didn't know he's like damn near a legend. He's won like three of them bitches.
Yeah, he's not that good.
He's not?
I mean, he's like, he does his thing, but he's kind of, you know, like he does the same match every time.
Oh, really?
But yeah, no, he did the G1 that Kenny won, that he was in the finals with him, and
it was fire.
Dude, Kenny and Goto had some good matches.
Yeah. So is Goto the leader of Chaos now?
Oh, God, is he? Now that Okada's gone?
I think so.
It's possible. No, hold on.
Who else is in Chaos? That would be a leader. Because I know Toriano's in it.
Hold on. I think I literally just saw a tweet about somebody being... Oh, no. I saw that TJP is the leader of United Empire now.
Yes, I've seen that. That's cool as shit.
Oh, really? I thought it was a huge downgrade.
I like TJP. He had a good-ass match with David Finlay was it the Cup? I just watched one recently where it was good as hell.
I think they wrestled in at the Strong Show.
Yeah.
I believe. Could be wrong. Don't know. And yeah, that's the great thing about doing these podcasts is we can kind of just say whatever we want. It could be completely wrong, but who's going to tell us?
Yeah, fuck it. Well, shit, yeah, fuck it.
Yeah, I cannot find... Goto might be the leader of Chaos now.
That's crazy.
That's terrible. They had Shinsuke Nakamura, Okada, Goto.
Yo, put some respect on Goto's name, bro.
You literally skipped his matches because you didn't know who he was.
I didn't know who he was, but I literally was watching the history of New Japan Cup, and I seen him on damn near every clip, either losing or winning.
Yeah. No, he's one of those guys that they can kind of, well, not anymore. He's kind of old now, but he used to be like, oh, we need a world title match, Goto. Like,
he was feuding with Tanahashi a lot back in the day.
Yeah, him, Okada. I'm trying to think of who's like a good, like, WWE low-key, like Drew McIntyre, except
okay.
Like, yeah, it's like, oh, we need somebody to challenge for the title. Ooh,
but we don't want him to win.
Yeah, but we need him to be like presentable and like
credible and shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's understandable. Some people got to be those guys.
Yeah, and it's a good place to be because you're always there.
All right.
But probably you never got to carry the company.
Yeah. So there's no pressure, but it's like, it's no spotlight either.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah. So you think Shingo's winning?
I hope Shingo's winning. I can't think of anybody else I would want to win,
bro.
If they make Evil too. Win, I might lose my shit.
But they might though, because Naito's been feuding with.
He has
former LIJ.
Oh, that's fucking trash,
dude. No, there's no way they go back to that because that was like a big feud. When they first
did that match, bro.
Did they?
At Wrestle Kingdom. Sonata versus the...
They did the rematch.
I'm not trying to see that shit again.
Yeah, no. That's what I'm saying. They might move on to Evil, who's also former LIJ.
Honestly, I didn't see it the first time.
Oh, Sonata and...
Yeah, I watched... yeah, most of the Wrestle Kingdom matches except for that one.
Yeah, no. I watched the first half and I'm like, all right, I've seen these two wrestle matches. I know what they're doing. Goodbye. Like, I don't know. Naito, bro. Yeah. Naito? Let's be honest for a second, man.
I love Naito, but
he's washed.
Yeah, he's not the same. But he's just older. He's just old.
Yeah, and he's broken because he used to kill himself.
Yeah, he used to die like on a daily. Mm-hmm. But he deserves the spot he's in because he's been dying for like 12 plus years.
But you know, maybe put the belt on somebody else. He had his moment. Bro, listen, business is already kind of bad.
Because Shingo's he's not that young either.
Yeah, but Shingo doesn't like do nothing crazy. He just hits. But nah, he's bro, good matches, on Yotsuji.
Tsuji? I can see that. Tsuji's good as fuck.
Bro, because they got who? They got Yuya. They got...
Mm-hmm. Ren Narita. Shota Umino.
And they got Yotsuji. And of those four guys, Yotsuji's the one.
Yeah, he's probably the next big dog.
And I don't think they want him to be, but he's the one out of those four.
He's the most popular. I fuck with it, though. His big teeth ass.
Yeah, it's a little weird. He looks a little strange.
He's dope, though. But, yeah, I could talk about this shit literally all day. But we still have these damn predictions.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have them written down still?
So, on our last episode, which y'all have had plenty of time to catch up on.
Plenty of time.
On our last episode, we were talking about Revolution, which has come and gone, but our predictions have not been sorted through. So let's take a look.
Yeah.
Let's take a look.
Gary suggested that for the punishment, whoever loses has to wear a wig all day and walk around and vlog about it. Do you have a wig that we can use?
No. Why would I have
a wig?
I had a good idea for a punishment, but you probably don't want to do it because you like take wrestling seriously and all that. But I was thinking, like, what if, like, the loser has to do, like, a very specific thing in, like, their next match? Like, say something dumb or, like, do something that's, like, what? But just, like...
I'd be down with that. Yeah, I'd be down. Or, like, as long as it's not so, like, just, like, I don't know, very stupid. It depends
what
it is.
Like, obviously not something that would, like,
something
like,
reasonable.
A match. But just something that it would be, like, wait a minute.
What the fuck? I'll mess with that. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm down to do that.
Hell yeah.
But so let's look at our predictions from Revolution. I'm gonna just go in the order that we wrote them down in because I don't remember the card. BCC versus FTR. I said BCC. I was correct.
That was a banger. Yeah,
that was
fire.
A real good match. Daniel Garcia versus Christian. You said Christian. I said Daniel. You were correct. Which was also
I wanted Daniel Garcia to win so bad.
That ain't happening. Edge about to take the title.
I cried when he lost, bro. First match of the night, and I almost cried.
Yeah. I think that was a real good example of, like, the WWE style of, like, overbooking sports entertainment stuff. It works in limited quantities.
Yes.
Like, when it fits, it works. But don't just do it all the time just to do it, you know?
Right. Yeah, it was good.
Yeah. Will Ospreay versus Takeshita. We both said Will, obviously. Talk about your experience watching that match live.
Oh my gosh, I creamed myself so many times in that building. That was one of the greatest matches I've seen with my own eyes in person. Mm-hmm. And boy, that boy Will, boy, that brainbuster or suplex to the buckle, Jesus Christ!
Yeah,
but I thought he might have been fucked up a little bit, but I knew he was going to continue the match.
Yeah,
but yeah, if I could sit down. Like, if I could go back and sit my ass down and watch that shit again, I'd do it 10,000 times.
Yeah, no, it was a really good match. I think, bro, like, Will matches have a way of, like, when you're watching them in the moment, like, it's like you've never seen anything better. But I feel like every time, but when Will, like, because I remember I watched his match with Josh Alexander, and I thought it was so good. And I don't really watch a lot of TNA, so I've seen Josh Alexander, but I don't know his stuff that well. But I was like, oh my gosh, this is so, so good. I don't remember a single thing about that match though.
But it's like Will has a formula that if you're watching and you don't give it, you're just excited to see the match, you're gonna get pulled into that shit every time. It's a slow build, and then they start doing nut shit out of nowhere. And
and I think like
proven to work.
And it's like in the moment, like it works every single time. Like, he does not know how to have a bad match. But I think, like, as far as, like, memorable matches or, like, making, like, memorable moments, I don't think Will really does that because I don't think he's really trying to.
He's trying to have a banger, and I respect it.
But I think
all them fucking people that don't touch grass talk about he's no selling. Look at the shit. I was lit in that damn arena.
No, let's talk about this. Actually, because I really wanted to talk about this last week, but we didn't have an episode. Nobody knows what selling is, and it really bothers me. Okay, so let's have a discussion.
Let's talk your shit, twin.
Okay, so first of all, you know, I opinions about this. We just gonna say it on the air, right? Bumping is the physical reaction to a wrestling move, right? You get hit, you fall down. That's bumping.
Yes.
Selling is the emotional reaction to a wrestling move. Selling is not, I got hit in the head. Ow, that hurt me. Selling is just anything. Like, you, something happens, you react to it. That's what selling is. So these people, like, he got Germaned on his head, and he, like, got up and he was screaming. That's not no selling. Like, that might not be, like, yeah, you would think he'd be hurt, but, like, he's not no selling. No selling would be, like, he just got up and acted like it didn't happen. That's not what happened.
Deadass. Yes. He took it, absorbed it, and fucking powered up. If he would have just took it and then looked at him and then threw the hidden blade, no selling.
Right. There is a big difference between not reacting to something and it not, like, crippling you. So I'm glad.
And then it was a double down literally right after.
Right. And besides, he literally rolled up to his feet anyway.
Yeah.
But yeah, everyone's talking about, yeah, no selling, no selling, no selling. Really? Because I watched him sell that German, and then I watched him react to it, and then he fell. Like,
I literally just think people want something to complain about.
Yeah, because I don't know, man. I see a lot of things that I view as no selling that nobody talks about. But stuff like that happens, and they're like, oh my God! So, God, I'm glad we got to talk about that.
Just enjoy the shit, bro. Just watch, motherfuckers.
Right, because you know when you saw that, you were like, oh!
Right. Right.
Right. And that's what Will does.
That's what also was pissing me off during the while I was watching the show there. I don't like people that just don't know how to sit down and enjoy a fucking show.
Yeah.
Like, there's times to just watch and dissect shit, but if you're in there building, you need to be watching and having fun. That's what you paid fucking $300, bitch. So somebody behind me was like, people beside me and behind me were just overanalyzing this shit. And he was trying to explain to his mom, and somebody got hit in the steps. He was like, he's protecting himself with his hand. It's like, shut up. Just literally sit down and just watch.
No, but when my mom used to take me to wrestling shows, that's what I would do. So
I don't fuck with it. I'm there to have a good time.
Yeah.
Talk about how wrestling is a work. I'm good.
I really don't like listening to anybody talk about wrestling that isn't, like, experienced in wrestling.
Yes, yes. The people beside me, somebody got kicked in the face. He was like, ooh, that was a good sell.
Yeah, it bothers me. And you're not supposed to say that because, like, obviously the fans' opinion matters. And, like, when people, like, at shows say, yo, that was a really good match, it's like, that's supposed to be meaningful to me. I don't.
Get drunk and watch the show, please.
Listen, if you're a fan at a wrestling show and you tell me I had a good match and I look at you like I don't like you, I'm not joking. Don't tell me that. I don't care. Like, I don't care about your opinion about my match.
That's the only reason that makes wrestling so, like, non-enjoyable now, just because everybody thinks they know so much.
Yeah.
And it's like, bitch, I'm just trying to, literally, every time I go to a watch party or, you know, I'm at a show, the big show at least, I'm just having a good old time.
Yeah, like, not indie shows. Like, at indie shows, I'm there to, like, see what's happening.
Because we're probably on the card.
Yeah. If there's a show
bigger than us, we're trying to be on the card.
Right. But yeah, like, if I'm paying to go watch a wrestling show, I'll watch it and I'm gonna have fun.
Everything I know about wrestling goes out the fucking window. That's my rant.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had to let this shit out.
I had been thinking about the whole, like, no selling thing for a minute.
That's why I hate Twitter, bro.
Because, you know how everyone talks about how good Dolph Ziggler is at selling?
Yes.
Yeah, it really bothers me when people say that. Because what he's really good at is not is not selling. That's not what he's doing. He's really good at taking crazy bumps.
He does take some gnarly ass bumps.
And he makes stuff look really good, but that is not what he is actively doing in that moment, is not selling. He's just taking a good bump.
He's a pretty good seller, though.
No, yeah, he does that fine. But I'm just saying, when people are like, oh, he's so good at selling. No, he flipped the next time. That's not selling.
Crazy. Crazy. Yeah,
that was a lot off my chest. Anyway.
I'm glad we got to get that shit off, because it needed to be lifted. Hell yeah.
Eddie Bryan, you thought Bryan was gonna win because you don't know
he should have won.
You don't know how booking works, but that's okay.
Don't give a shit.
Young Buck, Sting, Sting and Darby. You said Sting. Congratulations.
Duh, bitch. The fuck is Sting in Greensboro, bro? Bro is 100 overall.
No, but he wanted to lose apparently, but nobody would let him.
If the Young Bucks are in there, I knew he was gonna fucking lose.
Yeah.
I think the Young Bucks was about to pin Sting.
I sure did.
Absolutely.
That's why I wrote it down that they were gonna win.
Fuck no.
Roderick, we both thought Roderick was gonna beat Orange Cassidy.
Good match too. I liked it.
It was good, but it was like watching the match, I never thought Orange was ever gonna win. Which I guess
nah, not really.
It serves its purpose, but it was like, bro, it was like a 13-minute match, and I literally never thought Orange Cassidy. He never had like that big falsy where it's like, oh my god, he's gonna win. No, it was like
true.
He's got his
ass whooped the whole time,
and then just got murdered. Yeah,
yeah.
We both thought Tony Storm was gonna win, and I thought Hangman was gonna win. You thought Swerve was gonna win.
Neither of them motherfuckers won.
Hangman's just gone now, and Swerve, boy, you about to win that.
Swerve
thing
is gonna win. Yeah, he's about to win that bitch. Yeah. But I thought that match was good too. They just had to follow Will Ospreay and Takesta.
I thought that match was really good. I thought that
But the crowd was low key like tired, so they weren't reacting to all the shit they probably should have been. But I was, bro. I was on the fucking mark. So,
so we ended up tied. So congratulations.
What was the score? It was like 7-7 or 5-5. I don't know why I thought it was that many matches.
Yeah. But congratulations. Damn. We are tied.
We are tied.
Do you have any other thoughts about Revolution before we move
greatest
on?
Greatest show.
You said the greatest show you've ever been to?
Me personally, yeah. I haven't been to a lot of wrestling shows, though. So
Is that the biggest show you've ever been to?
Yes. First pay-per-view ever.
Yeah. Yeah. I should have gone.
You should
have. That's not true, bro. I would have died, bro. That show didn't end until like midnight, boy.
It was worth it, bro, because I had work the next morning, too. And I got to wake up at like 5 o'clock in the morning. I didn't give a shit.
You didn't have to drive an hour home, though.
Very true. But we had to wait an hour in that damn parking lot. Oh, if you had to wait an hour in the parking lot and then drive an hour home, damn.
Nah, I stayed up like super late that night because I was just so like hyped from watching it.
Yeah, that was good as shit. Yeah. Did you, we didn't talk about Darby. Did you watch the show last night?
Mm-mm, I saw that bump though,
bro. This man, he just want a mission to kill himself every day of the week. Jumping through glass, bumping on aprons from damn turnbuckles, and then now he's going to Mount Everest. I think this week.
Mm-hmm.
Hope that man doesn't die.
A long time, like he's gonna be gone for like 6 months, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
But good luck to Darby.
I hope he's not gone forever. He's acting like he's going to be, but
yeah, but you know you got to build some drama.
Yeah, but that boy was serious.
No, people die doing it.
A lot of people die doing it. But bro, I like watching Darby wrestle.
Yeah, but so. I feel like that's something. Like, if Darby went out on Mount Everest and didn't come back, I feel like he would have lived a full life in his opinion.
Oh, yeah.
So who are we to say anything? Good for Darby.
Good for Darby for living out his damn dreams.
Yeah, good luck, Darby. But I hope to see you again one day.
I don't like death. I don't like people dying. And he's only 31.
Is he? I didn't even realize.
You said what?
I thought he was like. I don't even know why I thought he was like 25 or something.
Nah, he's not that young.
Maybe because he's so little.
Yeah.
But I think we got some questions from a few weeks ago that we didn't get to answer because we didn't have an episode last week. By the way, if y'all were really sad, y'all can blame Manny because he had to go get surgery.
I'm sorry, I need to take care of myself.
Yeah. Oh, did you see? Announced today on April 5th, I'll be wrestling Kid Neon at Firestar.
Yes, and my son.
Yeah, sure, whatever. didn't he beat you?
Well, I wouldn't say all that.
That's embarrassing. He ain't beating me, I can promise you that. but regardless, he shared the match and he said locked in, right?
I thought about
making like a sarcastic, I guess it is sarcastic, but this is what I said in response. I said, I haven't been locked in for 6 months and you still don't stand a chance.
Well, you probably ain't been locked in for longer than that.
Hey.
You know you're losing, right?
No. No shot.
No shot. It's going to be a fun match.
No, it will be fun. And I'd wanted to say something about wrestling him, but I was like, whatever. Like, I ain't been around a lot, so.
Yeah.
Whatever, right? But I wanted to do it because I knew wrestling him at his school would be fun. And then I saw that it got announced. And I literally, like, I just felt just a tingle of joy knowing that I'd absolutely obliterate him in front of all his friends. And
yeah. What day is that? A Friday?
Yeah, it's Friday night.
I might stay down so I can watch that and then go up on Saturday.
Go up where? Oh, yeah.
To Philly,
you're going to be at Mania.
Yeah.
But yeah, let's ask these questions.
Let's do these questions.
Let's just go back and forth.
I got a couple. I'm going to say that one for last. Yeah. You may have to cut it from the episode because fuck that guy. But EB Evan Booz asks, Luchador Sawyer, when? ?
I have been a luchador.
Have you been?
Yeah.
Can you explain?
At a lucha show, I don't think my name was Sawyer, even though I had Sawyer written on my trunks. They called me something else, but I have been a luchador.
And is there footage of this match?
Probably not. But the whole gimmick was that I kept saying lucha, but I wasn't doing no lucha.
And do you remember who you wrestled?
Kaysen.
Ah.
Yeah. He wasn't doing no lucha either.
Yeah. My whole lucha show with no lucha is crazy.
Yeah. Was that it?
That's literally all he said. I don't know. I think it's because I posted a picture with a mask.
I have been a luchador. One time I wrestled as a wolf. Like, I had a wolf mask on. No, I literally, that night, I wrestled Casey.
I know what mask you're talking about.
Really? Gross.
Shit is hideous, bro.
Yeah. I wrestled Casey as Oliver Sawyer versus Casey, and then, like, 20 minutes later, wrestled him as the wolf versus whatever animal he was.
Oh, that's so annoying.
It was rough. And I went out
there. Did y'all do a whole different match?
Huh?
Y'all did two different matches?
Yeah. But the second one we were just animals. So we just did animal stuff.
Y'all was growling and shit?
No, literally. I came out and I said,
"Oh!" That's hell yeah. Davey Richards style. Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. But no, lucha shows like that are fun. On occasion. You know, if that's all you got, brother, you know. Duck 2 quit the biz, but... I got one from GR Watts 19.
Oh, Grant. Hell yeah.
And this is not me asking. This is Grant.
Okay.
How can I get a dump truck like Manny's?
Jesus. Hey, man. This is the real secret. Peanut butter, cornbread, and squats. That's all you need, brother. I know you do a lot of squats at that damn dojo. Now you just need to add the damn peanut butter and a cornbread. Get to it. You better be thick by the next time I see you.
He getting there, boy.
He is, bro. I've seen him walk up with Fred Rosser. That boy's ass was poking.
Yeah, now, when I saw him at the last Firestar show when he was in town, I squeezed. You know, I got a little squeeze.
Word.
Mm-hmm.
Was it firm?
It was.
Or was it juicy?
Yeah, I would say juicy. Mm. Definitely a little moisture back there, you know?
Ah, damn. Sweaty?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, maybe sweaty.
Nah,
I don't remember. I just remember, you know, I couldn't really get a good.
Mm-hmm. You were slipping. Yeah.
And so
you need to take care of that shit. I don't think I got a moist ass.
Just to add for myself, is there anything I can substitute for the peanut butter and the cone bread? because I'm not really, I don't like eating those two particular things. Could I
substitute? Why don't you like cornbread?
Never had it.
Bitch, cornbread would change your life.
Is that, how do you spell cornbread?
Bitch, fill in the blanks. Cornbread.
C-O-N-E bread?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. I will try it.
But and you don't like peanut butter?
I hate peanut butter.
You don't have to eat it together, but you don't like peanut butter?
I hate it.
Crazy.
Dude, I used to lie and tell people I was allergic to peanut butter, so I didn't have to explain that I did not.
I used to not like peanut butter and say that, but I like peanut butter.
I'll eat peanut butter and jelly, but I will not eat peanut butter with like anything.
I can say you can substitute I can't have a substitute for the peanut butter, but the cornbread, go to Texas Roadhouse and get them damn big buttery rolls. You'd be in business too.
Well, I love some rolls.
Man, don't we all?
Put some rolls in front of me and I'm going to have some rolls in my stomach.
Those need to be taken away off the market.
Bro, I saw the, not to bring things down, but I saw the pictures from the last show and I was looking like 2021 Oliver and I wanted to, end my life. But it's okay though. You know, we talked about the, getting back on the horse.
Yeah, get back on that horse, man.
Yeah, I will.
Hell yeah.
Not today though, so. What's your next question?
Oh, I'm next? Okay. Kitty Pantera asked, favorite hobbies outside of wrestling?
Well, we just talked about this on
Good Guy, Bad Pants. We did just talk about this on Good Guy, Bad Pants, and,
Did we come to a conclusion?
I don't think we did. I didn't have one because I'm just a wrestler. I just like wrestling and shit. But I will add one.
Uh-huh.
I will add. I love playing video games. I just don't really have the opportunity to that much. But because if I play a game, I'm gonna be locked on that damn game for like maybe 8 hours at a time.
So I used to love video games, right? And then something happened to me. I started getting back pain like an old man.
Right.
So I cannot play video games for a long period of time.
Really?
But occasionally, like, I'll sit down, I'll play some Fortnite, and I will, like, revert to being, like, a 12-year-old.
Yeah, it's just so fun, bro.
Yeah. But I can't do it for long periods of time. And I also...
That's the only reason I don't do it, because it takes so much time.
Yeah.
But I can't also, sit down like, and play for an hour 30.
Yeah.
I just can't do it.
But now that I'm, like, grown a little bit, I feel like when I play video games, I'm like, I should be doing something else with my time.
Yes. But since I'm injured, I get to play them bitches now.
Yeah. But, no, I forgot what I said. I think I said I like watching, like, movies and TV shows.
You need to put me on to some of those movies, because I've never seen Shawshank Redemption.
Dude, watch it.
I've heard it's really good.
It's real good. But it's, like, it's not a movie, like, it's not, like, one of these, like, it's not like a superhero movie where it's
yeah,
like,
yeah, of course.
It's a real good story though.
It has Morgan Freeman in it. I know it's not a superhero movie.
Yeah, well, Morgan Freeman has been in superhero movies.
Has he?
Yeah, Batman.
Name one.
Batman Begins, The Dark Knight, The Dark Knight Rises.
Damn! Did you pick all Morgan Freeman movies? You said on Good Guy Bad Pants. You said Shawshank, Dark Knight, and what else you say?
I don't remember. I said okay. Scarface. Have you seen Scarface?
I've seen Scarface. Great movie.
Real good.
Yeah. Yeah. You seen The Godfather? You a fan of that?
I have not seen it, but I want to.
Okay. I watched one of The Godfathers. I liked it.
Yeah. So let's rewind a little bit. At the end of Scarface, when he's shooting the machine gun and he's getting shot?
Yeah.
He is selling the gunshots. All right, y'all? Just because he's not dying.
Let him know.
Just because he's not dying doesn't mean he's not selling. Come on now. He was on a lot of drugs, and so he was just eating them, but he was still reacting.
Right. Yeah. Great lesson.
Yeah.
Watch Scarface.
Yeah, watch the end of Scarface if you want to learn how to sell. My next question actually comes from my father.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And you're going to love this question.
Oh, Jesus.
We can, and if you want, we're running low on time, but we can get into, your relationship with my father.
I love your father.
Do you?
Yeah,
you're not going to love this question, because he asked, who has the better strikes between you two?
Oh, my God. I know his fucking answer.
What is his answer?
His answer is you, because he doesn't like my damn punches. But it's crazy because you literally, last time you seen a match of mine that you was watching with me, you said my punches were really good. So I don't know what's damn, I don't know what to do.
I said that about you?
You did.
I mean, he's an untrained mark, so you probably shouldn't listen to his opinion. But.
But, man, I don't know. I ain't seen, you have some good ass chops.
Yeah.
And
dude, I actually hate the way my chops look a lot of the time.
Really?
I think a lot of the time when I'm chopping people, I'm more like, I'm not even thinking about it. It's just kind of like a, like just a throwaway thing.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of times they don't look as very aggressive as they sound.
Okay.
Like I always, like I know how to get sound, so I don't even have to like try to get sound. But mm-hmm. because I'm not even trying to get sound and I know I'll get it.
You need to throw more hips into it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But.
Well, do you throw any other strikes, though?
Dude, what do you... I throw more punches nowadays. I used to only do forearms.
Right.
But I'll throw a nice little punch.
I feel like all you do is chops and punches.
Yeah, I don't do no lower... I don't do no leg strikes.
So, and by default, I think I would have the better strikes.
That's not how it works.
Yes, I throw more strikes. And you throw more. They look, that doesn't mean they're better. Yes, they are.
I mean, I would say that right now, yeah, you have better strikes.
Well, not right now, but...
No, yeah, fucking... but, like, as of both of our last matches, you have better strikes. But overall, oh, yeah. If you look at...
But you have more catalog than me, so...
Yeah.
If you do that shit, of course.
Yeah, but, like, if you look at, like, my best strikes versus your best strikes, I think my strikes...
No. I throw some mean-ass forearms. I've been getting way better with my chops. My chops are crazy.
That is true. But sometimes they hit or miss. Like, your good chops are good, but sometimes you chop people... And it's like you need a second chance.
But still, the swing and the follow through,
true,
they're still good. Yeah, even if I whiff.
Yeah, but what, you know, if you whiff a chop, that's embarrassing.
No, it's not, because then everybody's shutting the fuck up for the next one. And if you get that one, then everybody. No,
but you know what's worse, bro? When someone whiffs and then everyone's like waiting for the next one, and then they whiff again.
Bro, yeah, that's the worst. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think I've whiffed twice in a row.
Yeah, that's if you whiff twice in a row, you definitely can't do that as a baby face.
But honestly, sometimes it's not their fault. I've seen times where somebody whiffs twice in a row, and it's because the person closes their chest on the second one.
Bro, I hate chopping. You know, you didn't want to bring up his name, but we do it in every episode. I hate chopping Javon Evans and his.
I was
going
to save
chest.
Him to the end. He was the last question. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll talk about him later, but I hate chopping him because he's probably got bigger chest now that he's been, you know, roided up or whatever. But he's got such a little chest, so it's so hard to chop him. But luckily, you know, kayfabe and all that. But he always gives you a little.
Oh, he'd be poking that thing.
He always adds a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you, but also, you know, get big, kid. What's your next question?
Is it me already?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Your dad asked a question. Okay. When y'all main event Mania, what copyrighted song would be your theme?
I don't really care about entrance music like that.
I know you don't. I mean, I like entrance music. It makes everything big to me, but I feel like I suck ass at picking entrance music.
I like your music.
I don't know. I like my songs as songs, but as entrance songs, I feel like they don't hit like that.
Yeah, I never have picked like my favorite music as my entrance songs. Can you imagine?
But I can't think of a song. I don't know.
Imagine me coming out to Lil Baby.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Bro, I've thought about it. I don't.
What song would you pick?
See, that's hard too. Cause like, no, I thought about
none
when
of,
I.
None of his songs are entrance music songs.
Yeah, I know. When I first started being a bad guy, I thought about coming out to I forget what it's called, but it's the one where he, the big body Benz member. I used to be Dusty.
Yes.
I thought about coming out because there's like a nice little drop when he says that, and it would have been perfect for like that minute long intro.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought about that, but it's just so slow.
It's very slow.
So yeah, I don't know.
But sometimes I'm trying to find a song that's low key slow, because some people have some slow songs that are bangers as entrances.
Yeah.
But I just suck at picking.
Yeah. I mean, I like it now. I think I'd probably just use that.
Oh, 30?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a good song.
I just feel real swaggy when I come out to 30.
Yeah. I just picked a song. I've been using Stay Fly by 3-6 Mafia. And that usually gets a good reaction just because old heads love 3-6 Mafia. So I would just keep that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it my turn?
Yes.
Who is giving who the German in your logo?
Oh.
Doesn't even
okay. Know I was. Yeah, I was. I forgot what was going on here. I don't know. It looks like Kurt Angle's giving somebody a damn Olympic style throw.
Yeah, it definitely is not, you know, I hate to say this, it's definitely not one of us giving that to the other, which I guess is
the indication. Because I'm not reaching down like that, because you're going to break some shit doing that, man.
Yeah, I'm not Takeshita, you know.
You don't do Germans, do you?
I definitely don't do, I've never done a bridging German. I'll do releases, but it's like, since I do a dragon, there's no reason for me to
ever No point, yeah. I love a good half and half.
No, I don't. And, like, I feel like unless there's a reason to do it, like, unless you, like, break one grip.
Yes.
I feel like it's kind of dumb.
Not for you.
But, yeah. I forgot who, I think it was Facade. He was like, you don't, like, why would you ever go for a waist lock? Like, if you're doing a waist, like, in theory, like, if you're doing something that needs a waist lock, just go full Nelson. Because you're already setting up for that move. And so it's like, yeah, don't even grab, like, waist locks or anything like that. I always do full Nelsons.
Yeah. Do you like tiger suplexes?
I like watching them.
You ever done one?
I think I don't think I've ever taken or given one.
I've done one, and I thought I was gonna kill bro, but it was fine.
I think I might have done a release one, maybe once.
You gotta get low on it, man.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, I don't like killing people. Your turn. This is
bro. I seen. Speaking of Tigers, Alex Kane gave one to Tim off the top. I think that was the night you wrestled Bobby Fish. Yeah. That looked like I thought he died, honestly.
That's crazy.
That was some fuck shit. But I just wanted to bring that up because got me fucked up. I guess it is time for Malachi Jeffers asked. Malachi Jeffers asked on Facebook.
Is it a good question? Because I got a pretty
decent... That's not a good fucking question.
Okay.
You want another question?
Sure.
What do y'all think about Javon, NXT's Javon Evans? ?
Yo, do we want to be honest?
I think he's a fucking ripoff of Jay Malachi, honestly.
Bro, I think... I'll give my real honest answer right now. I think that they need to let him... Well, I think that the matches he has wrestled in are real watered down.
He's only had two matches, though.
Yeah, and every time I watch, I'm like...
You can't give him the goods off rip, bro. He can't be acting like Will Ospreay in his first two matches.
But you know he wants to.
Oh, you know he wants to.
Which is... But... It hurts me to watch him, like, water down his stuff so much.
Hey, bro.
Like, I know...
It's not about what you want to do when you're getting paid.
That's facts. But no, he's like... As far as, like, his, like, entrance and his, like, that stuff, it's lit, bro.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like his gear, too.
Yeah, his gear looked nice now that he got a little money. Yeah. Stop smiling, though.
Yeah, I love that they let him keep Young OG. That's really cool.
Yeah. Did you see the promo he did on his last level up
thing? Oh, when he won?
Yeah.
Yes.
He did a little backstage promo. He has a goofy little catchphrase. He said, "Everybody's gonna see why they call me the Young OG."
I didn't even peep. I thought he was just talking. That, you think that's a new catchphrase?
I mean, it rhymes.
I guess.
He rhymed it on purpose.
That's crazy. Yeah. I didn't even peep that. That's crazy.
Maybe pay attention to your friend.
Well, you know, I thought he was just talking. I thought he was going off the cuff.
I mean, I'm not gonna lie. About 30 seconds into that promo, I did want to turn it off.
Well, yeah, Malachi Jeffers, you got your answer to how we feel about Javon Evans.
No, we love Javon Evans, and we want to see him on takeovers with Carmelo Hayes.
Hell yeah, see that boy.
That's what I want to
on Raw.
No, I don't watch Raw. I mean, I don't watch it. I'll watch it if Javon Evans is on it.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, but
you have any more?
one more
questions,
but no, one more question. Dude, it's crazy. Like, bro, like the fact that like Mally just has like that like presence or like that. I think he's just real good with people. Like he's a real.
That's good crazy. Yeah, he's very great people person.
And everyone just loves him right away.
Yeah.
So good for Mally. Shout out Javon Evans.
I'm waiting for you to come back down here, boy. I got something for that ass.
Well, you know, you got to go around all the needle marks.
I told him I had something for his ass last time, but I didn't give it to him.
When is he coming back?
I don't know, but he was excited for what I had for him.
Anyway, my last question is what's most important when it comes to a championship reign? Quality of match. What?
Who asked this?
Oh, my bad. Underscore just Wanya.
Oh, Wanya, hell yeah.
Yeah, that's our like biggest fan podcast.
That's my guy. Bro, he made me go like semi-viral on Twitter.
He asked the who is giving who the German in our logo.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he asked me personally this one, and he asked the bump and feed or I don't know. He asked us both those questions.
Did you see that on Twitter though?
What?
He posted my the Isaiah Cassidy shit. The private party shit. Yeah. And it got a shit ton of views. I was like, damn.
Oh really?
Yeah.
You know what's crazy? Because I know that's like one of our like trainees or whatever. I can't think of who it is. I know it's one of two people.
Bro.
That like I can visualize in my head.
And you know who Wanya is.
No, I know it's either this person that I'm thinking of or this person that I'm thinking of, but
he doesn't come often because he lives in Charlotte, I think.
What does he look like?
He don't have pictures on Instagram?
I don't know. Is he big guy or little guy?
He's bigger on the bigger side.
I know who he is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I do know who that is. I just in my head I was like, I think it's this person, but it also I think it's this person. So I just didn't know. But yeah, now I know who it is. So shout out Wanya.
Hell yeah.
Number one fan. We love you.
Yes, sir.
But anyway, what's most important when it comes to a championship reign? Quality of matches, number of title defenses, or the time held with the title?
I don't know. It depends on literally like the whole story of it all. Because I feel like Cody, whenever he wins, I don't think it needs to be super long.
Mm-mm. And I hope
honestly,
it's not
even like medium size. Because I feel like he probably loses it more like less than 3 months in. I can see that.
Yeah, by SummerSlam. By SummerSlam.
Yes, by SummerSlam. Probably before then.
Maybe not. It's Cody Rhodes. I don't think he's dropping the title on.
I feel like he could lose it before then and then taste and win it at another pay per view.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. I feel like he's gonna be like a 5-time champion in like 2 years.
Yes. Yeah. Because I don't think he needs to hold it long.
Yeah.
But when it comes to a guy like Gunther, I feel like him holding it long adds to that shit.
Yeah.
But Sami Zayn, if he wins, I think he'd have like a decent little moderate one.
Bro. We don't got time to get into all of that, but I think WWE has been leaning on long title reigns a little too much.
Yes.
Also, like, people can lose at other pay-per-views that aren't WrestleMania.
Right. It doesn't have to be WrestleMania every time.
Like, everyone's about to lose at WrestleMania.
I love when people lose on SmackDowns, bro.
Bro, title changes on TV is awesome.
Because it makes you, it gives you a need to watch the show.
Mm-hmm.
It just depends, though, honestly. Because, like, if you have a guy like Chad Gable that wins it, I feel like match quality matters.
Right. But I think, I mean, it also depends on, like, the company, right? Like, New Japan, they don't have a lot of title defenses because they only defend it, like, once every couple months.
Right.
But yeah, like, because I'm trying to think of, like, all right, who are the best world or, like, world title reigns or title reigns in general that I have, like, watched and enjoyed. And it's, like, Kazuchika Okada's, like, 2-year-long reign.
Mm-hmm.
It was, like, all of those things. Like, the quality of the matches was insane. Like, the best, like, as far as quality of matches, that's probably the best title reign maybe ever. Because, like, Okada during that 2-year
Okada,
reign.
Yeah.
Dude. But he also, like, he didn't have that many defenses, but he actually, I think he had a record number for New Japan. So, he had a lot of defenses, and he had it for 2 years. So, it's, like, that's, like, all three. So it's really just a mix.
Okay. Was that when did he lose to Kenny for that one?
That's when he lost to Kenny, yeah.
I think if he would have beat Kenny, I think he would have beat the defense's record. I think he tied with Inoki.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what I heard on the commentary, at least.
Okay.
Yeah. But, yeah, it just... That's also what I love. Commentary. We can talk about commentary on New Japan. Yeah, I love that shit.
Yeah. What's most important? I mean, so I think...
I'd like to have all three, but...
Yeah, but as far as what's most important, I think that number of defenses is least important.
Really?
I think number of defenses, because when you think about it, the thing about, like, AEW title reigns is, like, sometimes there's, like, too much. Like, yeah. when Moxley's world champion, he defends it every week. And it's, like, these matches don't mean much.
Mm-hmm.
And
you know he's not going to lose.
Right, and it doesn't feel important. Like, yeah. So I think that, yeah. Like, number of defenses, as far as, like, having a lot of them, means the least. Because mm-hmm. it's not always a good thing.
Right.
I think it's got to be quality of matches. Or, like, quality of matches slash story.
Yeah, I would say quality of matches in a sense that not, like, everything has to be a five-star, mm-hmm. but everything has to, like, mean something.
I think, yeah, all the matches need to add to the reign.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I feel
that's
like...
That's a good question, though.
That's a really good question, and it really made us think. So if you have more questions for us, leave them down in the comments.
Yes, sir.
Hit us in our DMs on our, you know, respond to stories and all that. You know, we need some more engagement, y'all. So
yeah, we do need some more engagement. Yes.
You know, keep us motivated. Keep us.
We will engage back in the engagement.
Yeah, like I saw the top Upsilon security guys. They were listening to the podcast,
mm-hmm.
and I was like, oh wow, people like it. So. That made me feel good.
Yes.
But
I think it's really is that our time? Yeah, we've talked for an hour.
Yeah.
And we've talked about New Japan probably for like 30 of that hour.
Yeah. So and if y'all like listening to New Japan, we can talk about it more.
We can do that shit forever. We can go back to the damn 80s.
I think like it's like we just assume that people don't want to hear about that because it's not mm-hmm. popular right now. But we got stuff to say.
Right.
So let us know what y'all want to hear us talk about, because I promise we got opinions on it and we got things to say about it.
Yes. So. And that has been the Bump and Feed Boys pod. Hope you enjoyed. If you did, like, comment, and subscribe. Follow us on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok,
Facebook.
Anything you could think of. We're probably on that, huh?
Yeah.
And, you know, we... intro shit, so
wait, what was our outro again, bro? We took a week off and I forgot.
Oh, I said intro. I meant outro. Fuck,
what's the outro?
What is the outro?